It's Sean Kennedy on Rand Radio.
You know, sometimes you go out there in the world and you look around, you see how people are treating their kids, and they don't really treat them the way they should. I think the parenting skills in today's society are pretty lacking, all things considered. I mean, you go out and you go into some Save-On Foods or some grocery store, and sure enough, or in some restaurant, you got some kid who's about 2 or 3 years old screaming their lungs out, just going, wah, 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 and they're being bratty, and the parents are just sitting there going, oh, they're only kids. They're just kids. You know, that's what kids do. That is not what kids do. That is not how you manage children. Not like I'm any great authority on how to manage kids, but I'm here to tell you. If you let a child run wild until he's about 14 years old and then try to lay down law, well, guess what? That kid's going to tell you to kiss his ass, which wouldn't entirely be bad. I mean, God knows the last generation fucked up enough. But, I mean, generally speaking, it would be a pretty good idea if people tried to exercise control when they're young and then gradually tried to let it go. Kids are not animals. They're not like dogs. I mean, you have to sit there and they're little people. You have to understand that these are people who have thoughts and feelings and rights and all that as well. No doubt out there right now, there's some parent who's looking through his kid's bookmarks and sees that Rant Radio is in there and has listened to all the wonderful language that's used on this station and all the other rants that I've done where I've gone on and on and on about swearing my head off and so on and so forth, and they're thinking, oh, this is poison for my child's mind. Wait, it's not poison for your kid's mind. The younger generation thinks the older generation knows nothing. This is the process known as evolution. In order for your child to grow, they have to explore on their own, and they have to do it in a positive environment. And it's better that they see all the horrible things that exist in the world through their computer screen than it is for them to go out and experience those things firsthand live. Virtual reality, yeah, you can find some scary stuff there, but you can find twice the scary stuff in real reality. Sorry to tell you. So if you're going to sit there and censor your kids' music, censor your kids' art, censor your kids' ideas, censor your child's inspiration, censor all that, expect a really heavy return spring, because you know what? That kid's going to turn around on you, and you're never, ever going to have a part of his life again. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the man.